CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State many years for the Wall Street Journal in Hong Kong covering Asia, a significant political actor, Liz Truss to Taipei, Taiwan, in support of Taiwan, at the same time Taiwan running military exercises. This all underlines the threat that the People's Republic of China represents not only to Taiwan and the Asian perimeter, but also the whole world. If this comes about, we won't be talking maybes. We'll be talking world war. So, Mary, I come to you about Taiwan only because there's a contemporary headline that underlines the tension about the threats from the Chinese Communist Party toward Taiwan and the damage done to the Chinese economy and to the people of China by that very same Chinese Communist Party. Liz Truss to Taiwan, good for her. Defend Taiwan. Taiwan defends itself. And then we come to Bloomberg. Headlines from Asia. China's record graduates to pressure youth jobs market in 2023. A record 11.58 million students will graduate next year. Youth unemployment rate hits an all-time high this year. They're saying 20%. They're even recommending their college graduates try manual labor, back to the farm, or something comparable, reminding everybody of what you'd say Red Guard light, the Cultural Revolution light. Mary, China is not stable whatsoever and making these threats to Taiwan. How do you put these things together? Is it too weak to attack, or in its weakness, does it need to attack?
Well, it's really a question of the mind of one man, Xi Jinping, who is the supreme leader, a totalitarian, with what can only be described as grand ambitions. And I believe that he's made very clear what he wants. He's talked about building a great wall of steel. He's talked about a, quote, China that dares to fight. He's building a military that will enable him to realize his vision, not just of retaking Taiwan, but of making China the preeminent power in the world. He does sit on top of a tinderbox. You're right. The economy is in deep trouble because of 3 years of lockdowns and because of the concentration of power of government in the corporate sector. But I don't believe that the economic condition will necessarily prevent him from launching a war or wars plural. And that's a very dangerous situation, not just for the nations that border China, but for the free world, if we value the kind of life that we have. And, you know, good on Liz Truss, the former prime minister and foreign secretary of Britain, for accepting the Taiwan government's invitation to come visit. I think the more attention that we pay to that part of the world, the better. And I think the reason that UK parliamentarians are so upset by her visit is because she's speaking some very uncomfortable truths. She's saying, you know, we need more action. The nations that value freedom need to work together. She has very clearly described China as, quote, the largest threat that we face to the free world. It's all true. And we need similar blunt rhetoric out of Washington, out of Paris, out of Berlin, out of Sydney. And we're just not getting it. Right now, Liz Truss and perhaps Giorgia Meloni in Italy are really the only two former and present national leaders who are telling the truth about the breadth and the depth of the threat that we face from Beijing. And good on them, I say, but we need many more of them.
And the Washington policy, it's week to week with me, Mary. I'm never quite sure where they are on China. What is the Biden administration's ambition? Can we tell what their policy is? Is it engagement? Is it friendship? Is it let's forget all that unhappiness and go on together? What is it, Mary? A minute to go.
2.5 years into the administration, the Biden administration still does not have a coherent China policy. What they have is a muddle and a nonsense to cooperate, compete, and confront. So you've got, you know, a little bit of porridge for everyone, the hawks, the doves, those the moderates in the middle. While it must be said that many of the career bureaucrats within the State Department now understand the threat from China, particularly the younger ones who have lived there under the Xi regime, they've seen the ambition, they've been harassed, they get it. There are still some old school sinologists, tucked into the Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs. I know them very well. It's not productive to name names, but enough to say that they are still there and they still believe that somehow if they get to the table with their counterparts in China, that reason will prevail and the Chinese Communist Party leadership will see the error of their ways and they will join the community of nations and we can all live as one big happy family in some utopia. That is a fantasy. And the only way I think that that's going to change is with A, generational change within the State Department, which is going to take too long, or B, some significant leadership and change and direction from the White House, not going to happen, which makes me fear that we're going to option number three, which is that it's going to take a serious confrontation to wake up the White House and therefore the state bureaucracy underneath it to get real about the threat that we're facing and get serious about forming a coalition to fight it.
Kissel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,